Mark Doms is Undersecretary of Commerce for Economic Affairs and the Commerce Department entering into a partnership with the Governance Lab at New York University, the GovLab releasing Realizing the Potential of Open Government Data, a roundtable with the Department of Commerce. Mark, thank you very much for joining me today. How did this partnership come about? Who reached out to who? And what did New York University see in understanding the value of your data? Thanks for your time today.
Hey, Francis, it's my pleasure. It's good to talk to you about this. So New York University reached out to us, you know, sometime, you know, earlier in the year, and they have been working on this whole open data movement. And basically, the open data movement is how can government release information so that people can use that information. So businesses use our information so they can make better decisions, so they can become more competitive. Governments use a lot of our information so they can make smarter decisions, so they can become more efficient. And then also just citizens use our information so they can just kind of be more informed. And if I could just maybe for a second talk about, when we say data, you know, what are we exactly talking about? And let me just give you kind of three examples of the Department of Commerce. We really provide kind of backbone information about our population, about our economy, and about our climate. So those are kind of the three big data sets that we put out that just lots and lots of people use. And so what the good folks at GovLab wanted to do is to work with us so we can make our data, you know, more accessible to a broader audience. So if you want to know what's happening in your community, you want to know what's happening to the climate in your community, you want to know what's happening to the economy in your community, you can get that much easier. And our whole purpose here is we have a lot of great information, but we want people to use our information.
How much of the effort that you're making at the Commerce Department, Mark, is centered around distribution, and how much of it is around collation? I mean, it strikes me that a fair amount of the effort that some agencies are making about their data is just letting people know what they have. Otherwise, they'll never be able to come and see it in the first place if they don't know that it exists and it's available to them.
Yeah, so here at the Department of Commerce, you know, we've been collecting data for a long time. So if you think about weather, for instance, you know, the National Weather Service began in 1870. If we look at, you know, data about our population, we did the first population census back in, you know, 1790. So we've been in the data collation business for a long time. But as you know, what's happened over the past, you know, like 15, 20 years is that the way people get information has just changed dramatically. It's changed dramatically over the past 5 years. So we have to team up with people like the people at GovLab. We have to team up with people at the private sector so that we can kind of get our information out there in ways that, you know, people on the street, people at home, people at school, people in businesses can get our information and then do really good things with it.
You kind of anticipated my next question, Mark, which is what capabilities or what distribution channels or whatever do you get with these partnerships that you wouldn't be able to do on your own or would be more difficult to do on your own?
Yeah, what's really fun about like working with GovLab is, you know, you're in a room and then you're in there with a bunch of like young entrepreneurs, you know, people who understand social media, people who understand apps, people understand, you know, how young people are getting information and how other people can get information as well. And when you're in there, you're just watching kind of the ideas just kind of spew out, just flow out, and then just kind of really good things happen. So we have a number of developers now who are really beginning to develop applications. So it's just really easy. So if you're on your smartphone and you want to know about your community, you want to know about the economy, you can easily do that. And so that's something that GovLab really brought to us is, you know, this kind of connection to this kind of young base of entrepreneurs who can just make our data more accessible.
Mark Doms is Undersecretary of Commerce for Economic Affairs and talking about a partnership with GovLab, the Governance Lab at New York University, their report Realizing the Potential of Open Government Data, a roundtable with the Department of Commerce. And they identify, Mark, seven areas where the Commerce Department should prioritize, things you should prioritize. And they are data discovery and findability, data access, quality, data collection and sharing, data interoperability, data storage and dissemination, and data users as customers. And I wonder if maybe that last one is the one that your partnerships might be the most helpful with, because agencies tell me that in some cases they're not sure that they are comprehensive in figuring out who might be interested in the data that they have.
Yeah, Francis, that's an excellent observation. So when we think about our customers, we think about, you know, our customers about our population data, about our climate data, and about economic data. The customer base is just potentially huge. I mean, we have 319 million people in this country. We have 6 million businesses in this country. And everybody and all those businesses are potential customers of ours. So it's a real tough question about how can we do that outreach, you know, to such a wide base and such a varied customer base too. And by working with GovLab, you know, they just have all these great ideas on how to reach all these different segments. So these are just kind of really exciting times, because it used to be the case for some of our data, you had to be a pretty sophisticated data user, you know, to go to our websites, navigate, and look at these big files. So by working with, you know, these entrepreneurs, by working with these entities like GovLab, you know, they really have some good ideas about how they can make our data really easy to access, you know, just for this huge potential audience that we have.
This report comes out of the June 2014 Open Data Roundtable, GovLab and your department and OSTP at the White House co-sponsored that. One of the results of that I see is that NOAA, Patent and Trademark Office, the International Trade Administration, Bureau of Economic Analysis have all made commitments to improving their data policies and management and so on. Do we have a sense yet of how they intend to go about doing that, or is that still kind of in the incubation? We're planning that out stage.
You know, we're still kind of in that planning out stage, but, you know, we're working on things that we can do in the short run and also things that we can do in the long run. So we're going to be making a series of announcements, you know, over this next year about, you know, pilot projects that we're doing, about new applications that are coming out. And then we also want to have this kind of longer term vision. And, you know, the secretary here at the Department of Commerce, Secretary Pritzker, has made data a big priority. And so we're going to be hiring a chief data officer soon, who's also going to be helping coordinate across all of our different agencies. Because our agencies are actually quite different. That's what makes working here so fun. You know, we have the Patent and Trademark Office. We have the Census Bureau. We have the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration. So we're going to have this chief data officer come in and kind of really work with us on, you know, to emphasize the point that you just raised about how do we better serve our customers. And so we'll have this chief data officer, and we're going to have an advisory committee, mainly from the private sector, who's really going to help us, you know, really meet this challenge about we have wonderful, high-quality information, and, you know, there's a lot of data out there, but one good thing about government data is we have really high-quality, we have gold-standard data. So how can we get that data into the hands of the people so they can make better decisions?
And that is, it sounds like that's really the focus of all of these efforts, is how do we get this data in an intelligent, understandable, usable way to the people that really want to use it, Mark? That sounds like that's the goal.
Yeah, Francis, that's you hit the nail on the head, and that's kind of what we're all about going forward, is, you know, increased customer service.